Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo, Alan Beaumont Hall.
It seems simple enough, taking a hard hit to the head can give you concussion, but researchers report in most cases the connection is anything but simple. By combining data recorded from football players with computer simulations of the brain, it was found that concussions and other mild traumatic brain injuries seem to arise when an area deep inside the brain shakes more rapidly and intensely than the surrounding areas. Concussion is a silent epidemic that is affecting millions of people, yet exactly how concussions come about remains something of a mystery. If we were better able to understand the biomechanics of the brain during the impact, armed with that understanding, we could better diagnose, treat, and hopefully prevent concussion. The key difference between impacts that led to concussions and those that did not has to do with how, and more importantly, where the brain shakes. After an average hit, the brain shakes back and forth around 30 times a second in a fairly uniform way, that is, most parts of the brain move in unison. In injury cases, the brain's motion is more complex. Instead of the brain moving largely in unison, an area deep inside the brain, called the corpus callosum, which connects the left and right halves of the brain, shake more rapidly than the surrounding areas, placing significant strain on those tissues. Perhaps as important as physical experiments are additional simulations to clarify the relationship between head impacts and the motion of the brain. In particular, what kind of impacts give rise to the complex motion that appears to be responsible for concussions and other mild traumatic brain injuries. The payoff to uncovering that relationship could be enormous. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.